was at Sidetracks and having a beverage with my friend Patrick, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I think that's Patrick. And he's like, wait, I am Patrick. And I'm like, no, wait, okay, just hold on. So what's funny, I walk up to them and I'm like, I just want to let you guys know my favorite podcast is the PNS Explosion. And they were like, what? No, we love it. Yeah. They were like so funny. It was so nice to meet them. And, you know, there's nothing a podcaster wants to hear more than that. So got to meet Patrick and Noah. And it was great because Noah, I really felt like he needed some gravy. He smelled like meat. And I guess that could be, you know, a great new parfum du men and pour homme. And it could be a new fragrance, you know, Meat by Noah. And he said he had cooked the pot roast. I think it's his way of attracting Midwestern men because, you know, guys up here really like their meat. So I think that's like a new strategy. So don't be surprised if you're at a bar and, you know, guys start smelling like meat.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just want to let you guys know my favorite podcast is the PNS Explosion.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 316 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 21st of April 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to help complete a term paper. So get out your pencils and paper. There will be a quiz. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Now, y'all, I know that that opening was a little odd. Especially with Omar making that horrifying pronouncement. And I mean, y'all, it made me a little gassy. And y'all, I have been extremely gassy on Monday. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, if you don't listen to Larry Cly's podcast, you can send Big Fatty, an e-letter, and I'll pass it on to Larry Cly, because you know Larry Cly has the only password-protected podcast on the interwebs, I believe. And I am sure that he is going to have some sort of recount of Big Fatty's gassiness on the on his next show. But y'all, I said that I was going to assist with a term paper today. By the way, did you realize that Monday was 420? Anyway, I said I was going to assist with a term paper, and y'all, that's exactly what I'm going to do because this is what happened.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
Time for Ask Big Fatty.
Now, y'all, we've had Ask Big Fatty on here before, but y'all, I had an e-letter from Paffredi. And y'all, you know Paffredi. He was on The Gays last week. And for tax day, that was teabagging day, y'all. And y'all, who wouldn't like to teabag with Paffredi? But anyway, Freddy, as he mentioned during that episode of The Gays, he is taking classes. And he is writing a term paper. Let me just pull up his e-letter here. And he says, Big Freddy, I've got a favor to ask. We've been given our last assignment for my speech class, and I have to give a 5 to 7 minute informative presentation on an area of interest, and I've decided to do it on podcast. We need to cite 4 sources in our presentation of where we got our information. I was wondering if you'd be willing to be quote-unquote interviewed. Basically, I'd send you some questions and have you answer them. Now, I realize privacy is an issue and a concern, and I asked the professor, who is a hottie, if when citing sources, if the source could have an alias or pseudonym. And I specifically mentioned Big Fatty, and he said that Big Fatty represents, if Big Fatty represents himself online as Big Fatty, then I could cite him as Big Fatty. So I was wondering if you'd help out with this, and thanks for your consideration, Puffreddy. Now, y'all, you don't say no to Puffreddy. That's all I'm going to say. So Puffreddy sent me some questions, and I thought, well, Big Fatty, perhaps other people would like to know the answers to these questions as well. So that's what I'm going to do today, is I'm going to read you Puffreddy's questions, and then I'm going to answer them, and then I don't have to type up an answer, and Puffreddy has to do all the typing. So there you have it, y'all. And so if there are others of you out there who are doing term papers, and you know, there are so many. There may be tens of 12s of you. Oh, I know there are tens of 12s of you listening, but there may be another one of you out there doing a term paper, and you may go, huh, I wonder if Brick Friday would consider being interviewed for my term paper. Well, y'all, here it is. Here it is. I'm making it easy for you. Everybody can write a term paper based on Brick Friday. And so, here we go. So our first question today is, Brick Friday, how did you... Y'all, he says fist instead of first. Honest to God, how did you fist get involved with podcasting? Were you a listener before becoming an interweb celebrity? Did you ever have a personal blog that transitioned into podcasting? Well, Perfetti, I'm assuming that you meant how did I first get involved with podcasting, because I've never fisted on a podcast. But anyway, I got involved in the podcasting when Larry Klaw and Larry Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Do y'all smell meat? Anyway, Larry Vader and Larry Klaw were doing the Little Fatty Cast. And so we went to Columbia, and I listened to their little show. And basically, when they got started, it was all about talking about going to Disney World and stuff like that. But anyway, I got interested in that, and Larry Klai just kind of went, I don't want to do it anymore. And Larry Vader, I kind of bullied my way into being the new co-host. So anyway, that is how I first got involved. The question next was, were you a listener before becoming an interweb celebrity? And obviously I was, because I just answered that I listened to them on the Little Fatty Cast. And did you ever have a personal blog? No, now I have had a blob, but I am a blob, but I have not had a personal blog that transitioned into podcasting. Question number two, was the Big Fatty persona developed for the podcast, or is it just an extension of your real self? I know you're involved in theater. Is the podcast just an extension of that interest in acting and entertainment? Well, let me answer the second part first. And obviously, this is entertainment. I mean, it is a form of entertainment or acting or whatever. But y'all, I will tell you this: what you basically hear on Big Fatty online is Big Fatty, and the nom de plume. Ooh, that's fancy, isn't it? The nom de plume of Big Fatty, that persona. Y'all, I've been called Big Fatty long before the podcast started. And that's just because Big Fatty has his own language. And y'all, I've always had my own little language. And you know that from listening to this show. But y'all, it carries over into daily life. It's just like I call Miss Kitty, Miss Kitty. And Larry Klaw and Mr. Vader, they are Mr. Vader or Miss Horty or whatever in real life. And y'all, in the coal mine, they are always hollering out, hey, Big Fatty. And y'all, the other day there were real people in the coal mine, and I heard Mr. Vader calling my real name, and y'all, it was just weird. It was weird hearing that. So, no, I answer to Big Fatty more than anything else in real life and on the interwebs as a interweb celebrity. All right, question number three. Why did you decide to develop your own content? Well, that's, Pafretti, you know the answer to this, but I will be more than happy to answer it because, you know, there may be one or two, perhaps Mother Teresa doesn't know the answer to this, and or Larry the Lurker, you know. There could be a new Larry the Lurker. And in fact, y'all, I just found out I have a new Larry the Lurker gumbo guy. Who has just recently started listening, so he'll probably find this very interesting. And I decided to do my own show or develop my own content because Mr. Vader kind of got poopy and I don't want to do it anymore. It's too hard. It's difficult. I don't have the time. I'm very important. So he sunk the Little Fatty cast ship, and Big Fatty was kind of sitting there going, "Hey, poor Big Fatty." And y'all, I can't wait to see how Pafretti quotes me in his term paper. You know, how do you put a quote around, Big Fatty talks to himself. So I decided, you know, several people had said, Big Fatty, why don't you do your own show? And I'm like, y'all, I don't know how to fucking do this. I said, somebody is going to have to hold my hand and show me. And y'all, that's when the patron saint came along and stepped forward. Y'all, I said that many times before the patron saint even stepped forward. So, and he didn't know what he was getting himself into, and he's probably regretting it. But I think he finds at least some enjoyment or entertainment here that makes him glad that he taught Big Fatty to do what he did. However, I'm sure most people would like to lynch him and string him up and, you know, burn him at the stake or something for teaching Big Fatty how to do this. All right, the next question is, I just read that one. What do you feel are the benefits of the podcasting medium over traditional media? Are there any drawbacks? Well, Big Fatty has had some jobs. I was a radio DJ at one time as a part-time job, and I did news and things like that at an FM radio station and an AM radio station. This was back in the late 80s, I guess. Oh, gosh, was it that far back? I guess it was. Big Fatty has mentioned that he does some public address announcing. I've been doing that for about 25 years. It's, you know, I'm very comfortable in front of a group of people and in front of a microphone. And I've done theater and things like that, and directed theater and all like that. So it's just a new performance medium, I guess. So, I like this because Big Fatty doesn't have to censor himself. And as far as drawbacks go, I guess the only drawback is that Big Fatty decided he was going to do this 5 days a week. And y'all, there are days just like last Friday that Big Fatty just doesn't have a fucking thing to say. And it's a little bit like pulling teeth to get something out, even though it's just 20 minutes. Sometimes those 20 minutes are hard to do. Since I do it by myself, there are no drawbacks about, you know, having to coordinate schedules or anything like that. I feel a little obligated to get a show out 5 days a week, even when I'm on vacation or a cruise or something like that. I felt really bad when I couldn't get the shows posted from the boat when I was on the big cruise. So anyway, Where do you see this medium in 5 to 10 years? I.e., do you feel it will still be free content, or do you feel it will be a widely used format? I don't know. That's an excellent question. Who would have guessed there would be an iTunes store with hundreds of podcasts in it when it started a few years ago? Archer, just for instance, he is celebrating the start of his fifth year of podcasting. He's one of the early ones, and I don't think he would have predicted it would be where it is today. So I think the sky's the limit. As long as there are people who find it interesting and want to listen, you know, and I'm still amazed every day at how many people want to listen to this. But, you know, I guess it's supply and demand. If you're supplying something that people want to listen to, then, you know, I can't see it going away. It is a commitment, though. It is a commitment. So, you know, if you're planning on doing it, you know, hang around. Will it be free content? I think that there will be some podcasts that will no longer be free content in the future. However, y'all, I think paying 20 minutes out of your life to listen to this is enough of a price to pay to for this. Big Fatty, I will admit that Big Fatty has thought, well, you know, maybe Big Fatty will just throw an episode out there for 99 cents just to see who might go and listen to it. Or, you know, it's 99 cents, you know. Would I buy a podcast, a 5-day-a-week podcast for 99 cents an episode? Fuck no! So anyway, and do I think that this will be a widely used format? Well, I think there are enough people out there that don't have no idea what a podcast is to this point. And so I think there's still a wide audience out there to tap. It's just a matter of, you know, can they be tapped? And will they go snooping around on their own to figure all this out? Y'all, we're going to run out of time before Big Fatty can answer all of Perfetti's questions. So I've got two more questions here, but they're kind of long. So I'm going to save them for tomorrow's show. And instead, I want to just finish out today. So y'all, pencils down now. I want to say that I enjoyed being in the chat room over there at the Daniel Beaver's Dubious Intentions this past Sunday. It was a lot of fun, and I got to talk with Lori Dean, and I got to talk with Gumbo Guy and Adam and several other people. Miss West was in there, that old nasty sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Now, don't think for one second there's going to be a show there isn't a mention of the sea hag. But anyway, she was there also. And then there was that, I think it's named, Odor Gussie. Alden. He didn't draw the pictures, by the way, y'all. I'm very disappointed in him. Because, you know, little Boy Scouts are supposed to be prepared. And he was not prepared. And the laconic bed monkey was there. And Daniel has moved into a mansion, y'all. It's Woodland Hills East. And he has a bathroom big enough to put ladders in. And evidently his closet is large enough that the sea hag could change her clothes in it without falling over onto some sort of exercise equipment and hurting her foot so that she was not able to walk. But anyway, it was a lot of fun seeing all of them over there. But y'all, there really is nothing more fun than hearing Omar say,
I just want to let you guys know my favorite podcast is the PNS Explosion.
And y'all, Omar used to do a podcast, but he's dead to me now.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.